Welcome to Follow Your Curiosity, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Creativity. Here's how to get unstuck. I'm your host, creativity coach, Nancy Norbeck. Let's go. Before we get started, I just want to take a second to tell you about the free Permission to Play workshop I'm offering on May 5th and repeating on May 11th. It's easy for adults to forget that it's okay to play, and that lack of play can keep us stuck. Join us for approximately 90 minutes so you can reconnect with your playful inner kid and feel your creative energy flowing again. Both sessions will be at 1 p.m. Eastern, also known as New York time. Everyone is welcome. All the details and the links are right below this episode in your app. I really hope that we'll see you there. Hey, everybody. This is Nancy Norbeck. I'm here with this week's Creative Pep Talk. And this week, I want to riff a little bit on something that Dominic Schortino and I talked about in this past week's episode, also inspired a bit by a comment that Hillary Hattenbach left on a Substack post back in November that I had forgotten about and stumbled on. So here's the thing. I want you, when you are faced with a choice, to choose courage. So if you are looking at your creative life and, you know, you want to try something new, but you're afraid that you're going to fail, choose courage. If, you know, you've been doing the same thing over and over again and your choice is to keep doing that because, hey, that seems like it kind of works still, or to try something new that you feel pulled toward, choose courage. Now, when Dominic and I talked about this, if you haven't listened to the episode, it's pretty close to the beginning, so go check it out. What he talked about was going out and performing at venues and literally setting himself up to possibly fail in front of a crowd. Now, that sounds like a lot of people's worst nightmares, but what I love about it is that the whole crowd is in on it. So everybody's in it together. Everybody wants this to work. And everybody knows that if it doesn't, that's okay. That can actually contribute to the fun. It creates an atmosphere of freedom because everyone is in the same creative boat. Because you know that crowd is going to sing along with the song that they asked Dom to play that he's never played before. So everybody wants to be a part of it, and everybody is there for a good laugh if it falls flat on its face. And it's okay. Which is the opposite of the situation that generally causes people to freeze up, which is, oh dear God, I'm going to screw up in front of a crowd and they're all going to think I'm terrible and hate me forever, right? That energy is the energy of never taking a chance. And it's understandable. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with you if that's where you're coming from. I am the patron child of stage fright. I get it. But when you have that kind of environment and everyone is in on the promise, which is this might fall apart, but let's try it anyhow. If it doesn't fall apart, great. If it does fall apart, so what? We move on to the next thing. It loosens everything up and allows for the opportunity to have more fun. And by the same token, Hillary's comment to me back in November was that she loves tap dancing, even though she knows she'll never be good at it, because just the feeling of tapping her feet and making noise along to classic jazz tunes brings her so much joy. It's not about the perfection. It's not about getting it right. It's definitely not about becoming a great tap dancer. It's about embracing the things that bring you joy, even when you know you might not be great at them. And we all have those things, but we tend to kind of pretend that we don't because they scare us, because we might fall on our faces. But when you embrace courage, you allow room for much more of that joy to come into your life. So I hope that you'll think about it and give it a try. Find yourself a safe space with a, you know, group of friends that will have your back if you all fall apart. Ideally, friends who are also willing to come in on the same wild pro-failure experiment with you. And I think you might be surprised at how good it feels to take a chance, even if it means that you fall on your face every once in a while. It's good for you. It stretches your limits, and it reminds you that not everything has to be about perfection, and being good at stuff. It's okay to do things that we love, even if we're not good at them. So give that a try. Let me know what happens. And I'll see you next time.
If this episode resonated with you, or if you're feeling a little bit less than confident in your creative process right now, join me at The Spark on Substack as we form a community that supports and celebrates each other's creative courage. It's free, and it's also where I'll be adding programs for subscribers and listeners. The link is in your podcast app, so sign up today. See you there, and see you next week. Follow Your Curiosity is produced by me, Nancy Norbeck, with music by Joseph McDade. If you like Follow Your Curiosity, please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to tell your friends. It really helps me reach new listeners.